Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight, we're going to do our last part, our part three, on Inyoni Kiddush. And Billy Neder, we will move on to a new topic for next week. I just want to finish up this week some Inyonim pertaining to the Kiddush, which we started talking about a few weeks ago. This will be our third part on it. My video is off. 1 second. Okay, so we will, Mitzvah, be doing our last part this evening on Kiddush, and then B'li Nedda, we'll move on to a new topic, Mitzvah Hashem, next week. I'm just trying to pull up the Ma'ar Mekaymus. No, that's not it. I don't know where they went. My daughter left. I don't know where she left me with the Ma'ar Mekaymus here. I don't know what I did over here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're going to pick up where we left off last week. We're going to be discussing tonight the Kiddush, the Friday night Kiddush. So before we see what we'll refer to as the how to make Kiddush, look at this fascinating idea from the Chidah. I think it will change your attitude towards Friday night Kiddush. And the Chidah writes the following fascinating Kiddush from the Chidah. I saw it quoted by a couple of Achrayim, but it's a Kiddush from the Chidah. The Chidah writes like this: says the Chidah number one, Yichavin Ma'oid, a person should have in mind be Kiddush when he makes Kiddush, the Yaharu B'tshuva. When a person makes Kiddush Friday night, he should be thinking thoughts of tshuva. Because we mentioned last week, and we'll get into it much more this week, that when we say Vayechulu, it's a testimonial of the fact that Hashem created the world. And someone who's a Rasha, he's not allowed to be an aide, he's not allowed to be a witness. I was told there are certain Mesadei Kedushins that make all the aide Kedushin under the Chuppah also do this. That before they're an aide Kedushin, they have to do tshuva. Because if you're a Rasha, you're possible le'edus. So here also, Al Ken Yahare b'tshuva shiroi le'edus roi le'edus v'yikadish l'kai mitzvah v'yikadish. So says the Chidah every Friday night when we come in and we make the Vayichulu. I would argue it's probably true when you say Vayichulu in davening also. If you're saying edus, so this Vayichulu is edus. So if it's edus, then you have to be a kosher aid. And one of the ways you could be a kosher aid is if you do tshuva and you take off your status of a rosh. So that's an interesting idea from the Chidah to start off the Friday night Kiddush. But the big discussion with the Friday night Kiddush is predominantly what position should one be in when they make Kiddush. We'll call it standing versus sitting. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch number 2, I think it's a little unclear what the Mechaber held, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. So the Mechaber reads like this. Zog the Mechaber number 2. Mikadosh al kois molayayin, a person makes a kiddush on a cup full of wine. We spoke about that last week or 2 weeks ago. Shalaya pogum, v'ta'un ma'akol she'ta'un koishal brichas ha'mozen, and he has the same requirements of what you need for any koishal bracha. V'omar v'yechulu mu'umid. Zog to mechaber, you say v'yechulu standing. V'yachakach oime b'yir priyagofen v'yachakach kiddush. Then you say b'yir priyagofen v'yachakach kiddush. Now again, for the mechaber, I pronounced that word wrong. The Sfaradim pronounced it gefen, not gofen. Right, they say Geffen, Bayri Priya Geffen. Sorry, I always confuse the two. Which one Ashkenazim say it? Right, Ashkenazim say Bayri Priya Geffen. What do we say? Bayri Priya Geffen. They say Geffen, or the other way around. So the Mechaber says you stand for Vayichulu. Now, according to the Mechaber, do you ever sit at any point? It's not clear. What you do see from the Mechaber is that the Mechaber says you're supposed to stand for Vayichulu. Says the Ramah. But the Yochel Amoid B'Shas HaKiddush says, Ramah, you know what, you could stand if you want during the rest of the Kiddush, but the Yoyset HaVilation, but it's better to sit. Says Ramah, V'Noyigim, and we have a practice, L'Yeshiv Af B'Shosh Oma V'Yichulu. We even have a practice to sit for V'Yichulu, Rak Yeshem HaSchilim, but when we start the Kiddush, Oimdim Tzas L'Chavet Hashem. We stand up a little bit out of the respect for Hashem's name. Because we start off the Kiddush, and we'll get into this also tonight. We start off the Kiddush with the pasuk of Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim, and that's Merames to Hashem's name. So, the Mechaber seems to say what? That you stand for Vayichulu, and then what? So we mentioned last week, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it seems like that the Ramah understood the Mechaber, and afterwards you sit down. And that the Ramah says, no. You don't have to sit down, you can stand also. But the way you could learn the Mechaber is that according to the Mechaber, you stand for Vayichulu, and then you sit for the rest of the Kiddush. On that, the Ramah says, no, V'yocholam v'bishas Kiddush, you could stand for that also. You don't have to sit. But he concludes, V'yoseh tov l'yeshiv, he says it's better to sit. So the Klausenberger Rebbe in Divrei Yatzev has a very, very interesting shtickle Torah over here. He wants to taina like this, that the Ramah is a very big proponent of sitting for Kiddush. Right? The Ramah says it's better to sit, even v'vayichulu. So he wants to taina that this is Ramah l'shitosei. What's the Ramah l'shitosei? Because the Klausenberger Rebbe, I didn't photocopy the whole tshuva, but he's basically bothered with the fact that the minhag amongst the chassidim, and we'll get to tonight why it is that way, is that the chassidim predominantly stand for the entire Friday night Kiddush. And he was a little bothered. He wanted to know why was that the minhag. So the simple answer is it's based on Kabbalah, which we'll see in a few minutes. But he wanted to try to explain why he thought that it was okay for the chassidim to basically disregard the Ramah, who makes it sound like it's more correct to sit, and they stand. So he says like this. Because again, we'll see in a few minutes that there's a couple of different arguments to why is it better to sit. Mr. Brewer quotes the standard reason, not the Vilna Gaon's reason. The standard reason is because Kiddush Makom Suda. If this is the place where you're going to eat your meal, so you should sit at the table. It's more Kiddush Makom Suda. So Tanya the Klausenberger Rebbe, a chap like this. He says, Yesh Loimah number 3, Shagamo Ozel Lashita Ozel Lafim Ashkasad Basifid Beis. As the Machlokes Mechab and Ramah, I wanted to get to it in this series of Shurim. We're not going to get to it. We might have to make it a separate topic. But the Machlokes Mechab and Ramah, what you do first. Do you first make Kiddush or do you first wash your hands? So we are all familiar with what the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says you first make Kiddush and then you wash your hands. But there is a famous Ramah, and maybe Yekis still do that today, that they actually first wash and then they make Kiddush. So the Klausenberger Rebbe wants to taina that this Ramah over here, that's such a big proponent of sitting for the Kiddush, is because he's going with that other Ramah about washing first. He explains. Why? He says, but since we don't follow that Ramah, most of us do not wash before Kiddush. He's saying, the Ramah was very into Kiddush Makom Suda, to the point where he said, you mamash have to even eat the meal right away, because if you're going to first make Kiddush and then wash, it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So tying to the Klausenberger, what do you see from the fact that we don't go like that Ramah? Is that we're not so machbid, gomer about Kiddush Makom Suda, mamish. So you don't need to also be sitting at the table. You can also be standing at the table. The Ramah says you're supposed to make Kiddush sitting. That's because the Ramah is also saying you're supposed to wash first. But since we don't keep that Ramah, so we don't have to be so machbid on this one. So says the Klausenberger Rebbe, very geschmack. He says, he says, once you're not getting it perfect, so you could stand also. The only reason why the Ramah over here says you have to sit for Kiddush, that's because the Ramah also thought you also have to wash first. But since we don't wash first, and we're not so makbit to have it perfect b'makom suda, so it's okay to stand also. So he says, v'ulai ha'yiz de'echer ha'tam le'min ho'gishol z'okayim b'tzan. Maybe that's the pshat from Alta Zayda, the great Sanzer Rebbe. Shadoi g'lamar achar Kiddush l'hachav ha'begadol. He used to switch his clothing. He used to switch his, I guess, his kapota, whatever he used to wear, after Kiddush. V'noyit lo yod v'amida. And he would wash his hands standing. Kiddush y'akiddush b'amida. He wanted the Kiddush to be b'amida. So this is one of the svaras that the Klausenberger Rebbe came up with to why he thinks that it's okay not to make Kiddush sitting. Then he comes up with another chap. V'ulai oid, shechashashu shim yoshev achar v'yichulu yizbru ha'moin am sheyichulu ein echelik me'akiddush. Time the Klausenberger, if you're going to do what many people do, is that what they do, is, which is what I do in my house, is that we stand for v'yichulu, because we'll see v'yichulu is ages and ages needs to be done standing, but then we sit for the rest of the Kiddush. Said the Klausenberger Rebbe, that's going to be detrimental. Why? Because people will think that Yechulu is not really part of Kiddush. And therefore, what will Yechavnu lots is, they won't have in mind to be Mechavnu to Yubi Yitzah. The Gamla, Amavor, Beramar, the Maschilim, Yeitan, Eina, Benes, Bishas Kiddush, Bekosh, Abrach, Magan, Avram, Shidena, huh? Because Yosh, Yinir, Shavot, Salit, Eina, Bekosh, Tavka, Avavin. So he wants to tell them that if you're going to make this clear distinction between Vayichulu and the rest, you're going to lose people on Vayichulu. So Dr. Klausenberger Rebbe, he thinks this is a justification why the minhag amongst the chassidim is widespread, that they do not stand, they do not sit for Kiddush Friday night, they stand. We'll see really again. I really don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is based on Kabbalah, but the Klausenberger Rebbe has two pshatim. First pshat is either because this Ramah is only the shitasoy of the other Ramah that says you have to do wash your hands before the meal to make it mamish makom suda, wash your hands before Kiddush, which we don't do. Or he's afraid if you're going to stand for Vayichulu and sit for the rest of the Kiddush, people will think Vayichulu is not part of the Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Gris Moshe Arachayim Chelkeisim Tezayin, who he also discusses this Ramah, he discusses it at length, and he turns like this. He says, Nimtzu L'dino, Shalakidish lukuliyam tzarich leishu lachatchila. So Rav Moshe, he really thinks that everyone agrees lachatchila you have to stand, you have to sit for kiddush. Af shemechavan shalamish vaychul tzarich lamid. Even though again for vaychul you have to stand. Kasev ramadi yachol yishar u'minat shegayim akiddush. There are most you could stay standing. But the Rama says, but it's better to sit. The chain tzarich lisnaig loyim akol parshes veichul ba'mid va'achaz eliyeshiv loyim rakiddush. Says Rav Moshe, so he thinks the best thing is stand for vayichulu. After vayichulu, sit down for the rest of the kiddush. Va'avshe kasev Rama v'noigim liyeshiv v'apishosham veichulu. Even though the Rama himself writes that we have a minute to sit for the whole kiddush. V'umetam dekivin dekvar omer basic dezem u'menei makpidim shavazeh, and that's because we already said vayichulu and shul. But that's very nice if you're making kiddush by yourself. But what happens if you're making kiddush in your house for your family, for your daughters and your wife, and your kids who didn't go to shul, they didn't hear it. So then says Rav Moshe, then avadi, you have to stand for vayichulu. So Rav Moshe sounds like that he thinks the way to go is to stand for vayichulu, and after vayichulu, sit for the rest of the kiddush. That's what I do in my house. I picked it up when I was in yeshiva. In yeshiva, that's the minig in the yeshiva. I learned this from my days in yeshiva, that we stand for vayichulu. Again, that might even be what the mechaber means. It might even be what the Mechaber means, and it sounds like that from the Ramah. That the best thing is to stand for Vayichulu, and then sit for the rest of the Kiddush. That L'chaira gets best of both worlds. You get the Vayichulu standing, which is the only thing we really need standing, and then you have the sitting for the Kiddush, which we'll see is preferred. Now, the truth is, by the time we're finished tonight, we'll see everything has some form of a minute to it. I was actually surprised when I was reading Reb Simcha Bunim Cohn's book on Shabbos. He writes there's two practices about how to make kiddush Friday night. Either you stand or you sit. I was very disturbed. I think there's three. There's stand the whole thing, sit the whole thing, stand for half and sit the other half. I'm not even sure why that's not even on his recognition of Minhagim. I think that sounds like what I think Rav Moshe is saying. I think that's the pashas of the Chaber, maybe the Ramah, of standing for Vayichulu and sitting for the rest of it. But in any case, if you take a look over in the Beis Yosef number 5, the Beis Yosef, again, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch before. Shulchan Aruch says that you stand for Vayichulu, and then you say Bayer Priyagofen in Kiddush. So to me, it's not clear what the Mechaber's opinion is. So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef calls a Kolba. He writes, Kosova Kolboi, that Shehoyu Lonu L'Mekadish Mu'umid. You should really make Kiddush standing. Why? The Chavar HaMelech, to honor the king, Shonu Yoitzim L'Krasoi, we're going out to greet the king. But lefish ain't kiddush el makom suda. But he says you got a problem on your hand. But you have another din called kiddush makom suda. So we don't want you standing. So he says the ikom the yosef. If you're going to get up and sit down, michzik yikuchul v'tuya. It looks like a joke. He says it's going to look like a joke. What's going on here? So says the Beis Yosef, according to the Kolboi. If you're going to get up and sit down in the middle of the Kiddush, it's going to look like a joke. And then he quotes over here, Zogte Beis Yosef, you can make Kiddush standing. So here it sounds like the Beis Yosef is saying that you can make Kiddush standing. It's okay to make Kiddush standing. What do you do with the fact that it's Kiddush Makom Suda? But Makom Suda doesn't mean mamish where I'm sitting in the meal. I'm standing, that's enough to be Kiddush Makom Suda. If you look in the Kaf HaChaim in number 6, he writes that Ubishara Kavonis, Kosov, in the Sefer Shara Kavonis, the Tzorich Lamed Bishas Kiddush. And I think this is where the Chassidim get from, definitely where the Sfarim get from. Then Shara Kavonis, it writes that he's supposed to stand for Kiddush. Chen Kosov, Pri Eitz Chaim, that Moiri Hoyenoig Loimar Kol HaKiddush Mu'umid Bishabbos V'yomtev. That the Arizal used to make Kiddush standing. So I think this is the reason why the Chassidim and the Sfardim make Kiddush Friday night, the whole shebang, top to bottom standing, because of this Kabbalah. They used to make Kiddush standing. But, and we'll talk about this more B'li Neder in a few minutes, but the drinking of the cup, that should be done sitting. So even though the Kiddush is recited standing, you drink the cup, it should be sitting. And if you look in Yakut Yosef, and I checked this out with a Sfaradi friend of mine today, Yakut Yosef writes, Min Hagenu, our minute, the Sfaradi Sheminig is, Al Pi Kabbalah, Loimer HaKiddush B'lo Shabbos Mu'min. They say Kiddush Friday night standing. Whether or not there's other people in the equation, we'll see why in a second that should make a difference. The Yishtem Miyoshet. But you have to drink the cup sitting. Okay, so again, what do we have so far? So Friday night, we have a Shiloh because of Vayichulu. Meaning, the pashtus is that the only reason why there should be any standing Friday night is because of Vayichulu. And once you finish Vayichulu, then you can sit down. The Svaradim have a Rizal that says, no, you're supposed to stand for the entire Kiddush. What about Shabbos day? So Yakut Yosef writes, Ubi Kiddush Shel Yoyim, Mekachim Yeshiva. But Kiddush during the day, that we do sitting. And that's what my Sfaradish friend told me. Sfaradim make Kiddush Friday night standing, Kiddush Shabbos day sitting. However, in my one Chassidish Sefer that I own, my Minhage Sulitz from Farakoy, the Sulitz Rebbe now's father, Zatzal, so he writes in his Sefer, Hashit Eloi HaKos, they used to do Hashatah, so they'd pass in the cup, he'd say Kiddush of Zachos Yom HaShabbos, Be'amida. He'd make the Kiddush standing. Why would he make Kiddush Shabbos day standing? For us. So in the footnote he writes, because it says like this in the Siddur Arizal Reb Shabsi, or Siddur Arizal Reb Osher. And different Talmidim of the Arizal with different Mesaira. And they tell that the Arizal held that even Shabbos day is supposed to be done by Amida. Interestingly enough, that the Kav HaChaim also quotes, he quotes from Reb Shimon Vital, I think his name, that's the son of Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was the prize student of the Arizal, who says that the Kiddush HaYoyim HaRav HaYomim Yosef. That they used to make Kiddush sitting. So I guess it might be a shayla of what the Arizal held regarding Kiddush HaYoyim. So maybe that's why you'll see some Chassidish groups or Sfaradish groups that will make Kiddush Friday night standing, up in Kabbalah, but when it comes to Shabbos day, it seems to be a little bit of a debate. Some Chassidim will sit Sfaradim will sit, while I think many Chassidim still stand for Shabbos day. But again, just from a halachic standpoint, it doesn't make that much sense to stand for Kiddush Shabbos day. There's no Vayichulu, there's no Kabbalah's Malka on Shabbos day, and for Keder, as we'll see in a few minutes, it's always better to sit. But again, I'm not here to tell anyone what to do with the Minhagim, I'm just here to explain. So we see over here that at least there's a split between some Sfaradim and Chassidim, where Rebbe Avadja held, Rebbe Avadja's son held, that when it comes to Shabbos day, you sit, while at least it's some Sidurim attributed to the Arizal, held that for Shabbos day, you are supposed to sit, you're supposed to stand as well. I do believe, I can't say, but I think the more predominant minig amongst the Chassidim, I think, is to stand for Kiddush Shabbos day, but I can't say that with 100% certainty. Now, what is the issue of standing versus sitting? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah explains why is it better to sit. So Mishnah Berurah writes, number 10, why is the Ramah think it's better to sit? So he says, because we're always into this din of Kiddush b'makom suda. We want the Kiddush to be where the meal will take place. So if I sit down at the table, I'm sitting, that's mamash where the meal is going to take place. That's the most Kiddush b'makom suda. Because I'm sitting at the place, so I'm going to have my meal. He says, and that was also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was also a very big proponent of sitting for Kiddush. Okay, that's another Litvisha versus Chassidish thing. Again, the Chassidim are more noted to stand for Kiddush, while the Vilna Gaon and the Gronics are much more known for sitting. But there's a difference in why. Why, again, the Ramah says the perk of sitting has to do with the fact that it's Kiddush Makam Suda. The Vilna Gaon didn't work with that lumbus. The Vilna Gaon had a totally different lumbus. Why was the Vilna Gaon, what was according to the Vilna Gaon the Maila of sitting? Say it a different cheshb. The Vilna Gaon explained, we'll see this inside in a second. The Vilna Gaon had a different svara. What was this svara? The kimen she'echad poite chaveroi be'inen kviya she'ikvu yachad ubi yeshiva mikri kviyas. The Vilna Gaon's problem was that when you make kiddush for your family, you're being mitzi them. Whenever you mitzi someone, we all have to be considered together. We need to be considered one big entity, one big unit. So how do we become one big unit? When we all sit down together. When we all sit together, that's considered one being one entity. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude, according to this reason, it's not only the Mekadesh, it's all the listeners, because that's what binds us together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, should be careful. Maybe even the Vilna Gaon only held you have to sit. We mentioned this last week. Nonetheless, whether you stand or sit, even if you stand, you should not have the family walking around. Everyone should really be together in one place, even if you're standing. You shouldn't have, even if you have a very big dining room, and you could have one person in one corner, one person in the other corner, one person in the kitchen that's adjacent to it, that's not right. Everyone should be together around the table. Now, what was the svar of the Vilna Gaon? So if you look over here in the Maaseh Rav, he writes, Mekadesh Miyoshev. The Vilna Gaon held you make Kiddush sitting. Now, it's interesting, it's not clear to me what part of Kiddush did the Vilna Gaon sit for. Did the Vilna Gaon sit for Vayichulu also, or did the Vilna Gaon only sit for the Kiddush part? Meaning, if you look in the Vilna, if you look in the Gra al Shulchan Aruch that Mishnah Berurah quotes, he explains to you why it's better to sit for the Kiddush. But what he explains is not; it doesn't impact Vayichulu. His svara only explains why it's better to sit for the actual kiddush, and his svara is that the reason why it's better to sit for the actual kiddush is since you're being mitzi the rest of your family, the way to be mitzi other people is when you all have to be kavu, you have to be established, so it's better to accomplish that by sitting down. That does not explain what is he holds for vayichulu. So we'll see later tonight that achrayim say that the goyin held he even sit for vayichulu. It's not clear by me where you see that. I'm not denying that, but it's not clear to me where do you see that. The Vilna Gaon, the way we have it, is only reflecting the question of why do you sit for the actual brachas HaKiddush. But he's not discussing Vayichul. We'll come back to the end of this Vilna Gaon in a second. Now, there seems to be a very simple nafkamina between the two reasons that the Mishnah Berurah gave us. Mishnah Berurah gave us two reasons to why it's better to sit. One reason is because Kiddush B'makom Suda. That was one reason. And the other reason he gave us is because the Vilna Gaon's reason. What was the Vilna Gaon's reason? Since you're being mighty other people, the best way to be mighty other people is if you're all kavua, if you're all established and you're all together. So on the footnote in the Maaseh Rav, he makes a very simple cheshbon. What would be the obvious nafkamina? Let's say I'm making kiddush by myself. I'm not being mighty my family. It's just me. So if the reason has to do with kiddush b'makom suda, so then even if I'm making kiddush by myself, I should still sit down because I want to be closest to the table as possible. But if the whole reason is like the Vilna Gaon, the reason why I have to stand, I sit for Kiddush, is because I want to be mitzi you. I'm not being mitzi you. I'm being just mitzi myself. So he writes, Imkin, I'm a kaddish la'atzma. If a guy makes Kiddush to himself, ve'ene mitzi achim, ain't tzarech liyashiv. According to the svar brought down by the Vilna Gaon, he wouldn't have to sit. Achlefi atam, shehevi b'seisiv mi'akal, but d'mishum Kiddush makom suda. But if you go with that reason, which is the reason Mr. Brewer goes with, then tzarech liyashiv, he would have to sit. Ve'gam ha'm a kaddish la'atzma, tzarech liyashiv mi'yushiv. Okay. So that's just an interesting nafkamina lahalacha and lomdis to whether or not if you're making kiddush by yourself, do you still have to sit? So we basically saw so far there's three minhagim with the Friday night kiddush. Either you stand for the entire Friday night kiddush from vayichulu till the end, or you stand for vayichulu and you sit for the rest. And the reason why you sit for the rest of the kiddush is because you hold that you want to either have kiddush makom suda or because you're being mitzi your family. And the third version is you sit for the entire kiddush soup to nuts because you really believe sitting is better. What do you do with vayichulu? So Mr. Berurah told us vayichulu you already said in shul, and therefore you can get around it. We mentioned from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe thought that perhaps standing for vayichulu would be the best option would be stand for vayichulu and sit down afterwards. Just to round out what some of the Gedolim and Klal Yisrael have done over the many years. So if you look at number 13, the Chassam Sofer, what he did was, Tchilas HaKiddush Vayichulu HaShemayim Hayom Umid, he would say Vayichulu standing, Umavareches HaYayim Ve'elech Hayom Yoshev, and then he'd sit down, like I mentioned, like Rav Moshe discussed in the Tshuva. At first he would say Vayichulu standing, because of the Eidus, then after that he'd sit. There's a Sefer called Chofetz Chaim U'Po'aloi, Chofetz Chaim and his work, and they write over there, Hayom Mekadosh HaKiddush Kula B'Yeshiva. They say that the Chofetz Chaim's practice was to make the entire Kiddush sitting down. Again, he never says a word about that here in Mishnah Berurah, but that supposedly was the minhag of the Chofetz Chaim. But interestingly, the Havdalah he made standing. So we're not going to get into tonight, but what's the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? Now obviously Havdalah has no Kiddush b'makom suda cheshbon, but if you're talking about being mitzi people, so then Havdalah should be the same as Kiddush. But nonetheless, the practice of the Chofetz Chaim would sit for the entire Kiddush, Vayichulu included as well. And if you look at number 15, they quote over from the Chazanish, Moran HaChazanish V'chei Mayi V'Rebi, the Chazanish as well as the Stipler, Nogu L'Kaddish B'Yeshiva Gamba L'El Shabbos Me'aschos V'Yichulu, that the Stipler and the Chazanish both sat for the entire Kiddush, even for Vayichulu. K'minig HaGro, like the Minig HaGro, V'loi K'mo Shekasev B'Ramah, not like the Ramah. Now it's interesting to me that the Stipler did that. Again, the Chazanish was hardcore Litvisher, sure. Doesn't surprise me so much. But the Chazanish came from Chassidish town. He had some interesting Chassidish Menhagim, so it was interesting that the Stipler also followed this. So again, I don't remember ever being anywhere in someone's house where they sit for the entire Friday night Kiddush, but it definitely is an accepted practice brought down in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, and showing you now even relatively contemporary Achareinim did this, is that they would sit for the entire Kiddush, Vayichulu included. Just to round out the names, if you look at number 16, the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbos, written by Rav Mordechai Karp, Moshe Mordechai Karp from Eretz Yisrael, he writes, V'chein minig gedoyli Yisrael yeshe b'vichul, that there was a minig amongst gedoyli Yisrael to sifa v'vichulu, Maran HaChazanish, which we saw, v'hagriz, that was the Brisker Rav's practice, v'hastaipler, והנוהגים על פי הגרו יושבים בכל הקידש אף בויכולו ביום השישי. וכמו ששמעתי מהגויים רבי יוסף שאומר ליישב שליטו. As well as I heard that from Rabbi Yashiv. Not if it means that that's what Rabbi Yashiv did, or he heard from Rabbi Yashiv that that's what these Gedolim did, but I'm just proving to you that there was definitely accepted practice amongst Gedolei Yisrael to sit for the entire Kiddush, even for the Vayechulu part, which again is really a Mefarsh Ramon Shulchan Aruch. So, just to make it clear, there's basically three minhagim in what to do for Kiddush. Either you sit the entire thing, you stand for the entire Kiddush, or you stand for Vayechulu and sit for the duration of the Kiddush. They're all acceptable practices. I think the godless of what the Minhagim and Klai Yisrael is just to realize why you do what you do. I try to explain it to my children, why we stand for Vayechulu and then we sit for the rest of the Kiddush. Now, just to...
I think you said it last week, but why is B'mako mean sit? Isn't it a room?
That's the argument. The argument will be is how close can I get to it? Can I get, that's the counter argument. The counter argument is that standing next to my seat and sitting in my seat is the same thing. Yeah. That's mamash gufa the machloikis. The machloikis is how far do we take kiddush bimakam suda? The kiddush has to be the place of the suda. It is the place. This is the dining room. I'm standing right by my seat. I'm about to, and the flip side is no, it's got to be where your mamash going to eat the meal. Yeah. That's gufa the machloikis, I think, to how far we extend the din of kiddush bimakam suda.
Friday night for Vayechulu, but sits for the rest of it.
Yeah.
But be that Shita, then Shabbos day, he should definitely sit.
100%. 1,000,000%.
Some people stand Shabbos day.
So there's probably no good reason to stand Shabbos day besides for Alpi Kabbalah, Arizal, and stuff like that. I mean, strictly from a halachic standpoint, sitting is always the best way to go. So definitely, if someone sits Friday night after second half of Kiddush, I don't know how he justifies standing Shabbos day. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to me.
Consistent.
That's not consistent. That's not logically, halachically consistent whatsoever. Yeah, does not make sense to me. That's a tzarachin. I mean, the guy's picking and choosing which Kabbalah, which Arizals he wants. It's not, yeah, that would be a tzarachin by me. So if you look over here, number 17, the Kav HaChaim writes that even though we, Tzvardim, stand for the entire Kiddush, but nachoin shloilitim at sheyeshiv. It's not right to drink until you sit. Va'atam, and what's the reason? The ain roil tamad chochem le'echov lishtes mu'umid. Interesting. We spoke about this last week. It needs further discussion. We're not going to get into it tonight. But it seems like the simple reason why we drink the cup sitting is because you're not supposed to stand and drink anything. Not just kiddush. You're not supposed to stand and drink a cup of coffee. And that does beg the question where Bizman Azeh, it has become accustomed to stand and drink. Obviously, you will not see the Queen of England standing drinking a cup of tea. I don't think she'll ever do that because it's not befitting. Now, the rest of us in society do stand and eat. So does that change the halacha? Okay, but that's the simple reason. We mentioned this last week from the Mishnah Berurah, who quoted in Magen Avraham, that the reason why one should sit, it's actually Alpi Kabbalah and Alpi Nigla. There's really two reasons why we stand, why we drink the cup sitting. One is halacha because it's not menschlichkeit to stand and drink. And then there's a reason Alpi Kabbalah, which I definitely do not know. But nonetheless, the accepted practice for both Ashkenazim and Lichvishe Jews is that we should sit down when we drink the cup. I did see that they quote from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky said that a lot of people, what they do is like they start to sip it standing and then they'll finish the rest sitting down. He thought that was okay. He thought that's not going against this halacha. He thought that even, I know a lot of people do this, that they'll start, meaning if they make kiddush standing, so they're already standing, the cup is already by their mouth, so they'll like take a sip, and then they'll like, sit down while drinking the rest. So he thought you could do like a little drinking standing, just the bulk of the drinking should be sitting. Okay. Nonetheless, the point is that one should try to sit down when he drinks the cup. Now, if we look at number 18, it's also Ramah, another interesting halacha. The Ramah writes, ukishemaschil, when you start the kiddush, yiten ein of beneris. A person should look, put his eyes into the candles. Ubishas a kiddush bekois. So when you start kiddush, you're supposed to look at the candles, and then by kiddush, you're supposed to look at the kois. So why and how does this work? So if you look over here, number 19, the Darkei Moshe, which was Moshe Isselis, the same person who wrote the Ramah. This is his commentary on the Torah. He explains a little bit more. He says, "Tchilas a kiddush shehem yom hashishi vechul hashemaim kosev maril." This comes to them from the Maril. B'shas haKiddush yitin ein of beneris. When you at the time of Kiddush, a person should look at the candles. V'yire behen ki beis pa'amim ner oilo tovkuf. Because if you take the word ner and he times it by two because there's two candles. We spoke about that at length, how many candles you need. The refuah lepsia gasa. It is supposed to help those that took big steps, because the Gemara says if a person takes big steps, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. So it's a school for eyesight to look at the candles on Friday night. Kein kasa b'sefer seichel toiv because of tamacher azeh v'tzarichin. The nearer the tzarich litin ain't b'koyis kamei b'koyis shabrach zemazgush is more lamata dina koyis bracha. So he says, but you got to look at the cup. So you're going to be looking at the cup. How are you supposed to look at the candles? So someone told me what Svarim do is that they look at the cup while it reflects the candles or something like that. They try to get both. I'm not sure. So he writes, Venira. Because he says, no problem, says the Daki Moshe. I can make both. First you look at the candles at the beginning. And then when you finish, then you put your eyes into the cup. Now, who is he referring to? Is he referring to the Mekadesh? Or is he referring to all the people at the table? So if you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he writes very clearly, okay, we'll skip the next line because we'll come back to it later. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, it's the onlookers, not just the guy making Kiddush. In many homes, it's only the guy who makes Kiddush does this. It's not correct. Says the Shmir Shabbos Gechase, it's really Mefush Mishtabur and Hachas Avdolah, based on the Ramon Hachas Avdolah, that everyone, the onlookers as well, those that are being yoitzi with the Kiddush of the father or the husband, they should also, hey, look at the candles.
Thanks for
that. My wife's yelling at me, I didn't say this in my house, okay. I thought I announced this in my house also, I guess not. That everyone at the house should look at the candles during the beginning of the Kiddush, and everyone should try to look at the Koyish Shal Bracha. There's an Indian to look at a Koyish Shal Bracha, not just the onlookers. Okay. Now, let's go back to the text of the Kiddush. So if you go back to the previous Ramah, the Ramah says that where do we start the Kiddush from? We start the Kiddush from Yom HaShishi. Right? The Ramah says... The Ramah says that the beginning of the Kiddush is Maschil Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim V'Aretz. We start from the words Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. So if you look in the Vilna Gaon, in number 20, the Vilna Gaon writes, why do we start there? Why do we start from the word Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim V'Aretz? What does Yom HaShishi have to do with anything? I understand. Start V'Yichul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. Why do we start Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim? So he writes over here, says the Gaon in number 20, Mishum Hatam. Because that line, Yom HaShishi, is referring to the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. And that's why we start from there. If you look in the Chassam Sofer, number 21, he explains. He says, Yesh mefakvikin amal shenoigim mahaskel kiddush shel Shabbos kiddush bevihi erev vayi vayivoki Yom HaShishi. Frek the Chassam Sofer, many people start kiddush with vayi erev vayivoki Yom HaShishi. Frek the Chassam Sofer, it's the middle of a pasuk. We have a principle, we don't like to split psukim wherever they don't belong to be split. So why do we start Kiddush from Vayer, Vayvayk, Yom HaShishi? So he says, V'amart Eliyashav Aminik. Ki b'ritzoinim lahaskul Yom HaShishi. Zok there like this. Really, we wanted the Kiddush to start from the words Yom HaShishi. Netzir of shame, because those letters, Yom HaShishi Vayichulu, they all add up, they're mitzaref to Shem Hashem. Right? Because if you take the first letters of Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'loi nochel lahaskel Yom HaShishi she'ein ba mashmoy shel klum. But you can't just start off Yom HaShishi because it doesn't mean anything. Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim, that doesn't make any sense. Again, the Ramah says you start off Yom HaShishi V'Yichul HaShemayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, it doesn't make any sense. The sixth day, Hashem, the flow is off. So he writes, the Valkein Litzarif, that's what we added on to say V'Yer V'Yichul Yom HaShishi. Says the Chassam Sofer, why do we start off Vayer Vayvayk Yom HaShishi? Because you can't just start off Yom HaShishi. But we need to start off Yom HaShishi because we got to get the Yud Kei Vav Kei going. So Zog the Chassam Sofer, in order to make it make some form of sense, we start off with the words Vayer Vayvayk Yom HaShishi. Vayichul HaShemayim Baratz V'chol Tzva. Ma Toimer Hoyo Lahaskel Tchilas HaKro Vayar L'kimes Kol HaShah Sovi Nei Toimer. It's like the Chassam Sofer, why don't you go back to the beginning of the Pasuk? All the way back to the whole Pasuk. He says, beautiful. He says, because that drasha on that pasuk, Toiv Moed, the Gemara says, we learn from here, the Toiv Moed is referring to either the Yetzirah or it's referring to Malach HaMavis. We don't want to bring that into the Friday night experience. Now, if you have no choice, then you are allowed to make a break. Now, many people have a minute to say, we'll see in the Aruch HaShulchan, to say Vayer Vayvayker quietly. Many people have admitted they start Vayevayke quietly, and then Yom HaShishi is when they get loud. What's the pshat? And the answer is partial, because the Iker Kiddush, the Ramah says, is supposed to start Yom HaShishi. But since Yom HaShishi by itself is not a starting point, it doesn't mean anything, so we start with Vayevayke. But since it's not really the Iker Kiddush, that's why we say it quietly. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes at number 22, Yom HaShishi heim seif pasuk the Yalakim es kolash ha'asav yinei tov ma'id. Right? The Yom HaShishi is the end of the pasuk. The pasuk starts over Yalakim es kolash ha'asav yinei tov ma'id ve'yavayikim HaShishi u'lekach yeshno guloyim be'lachash kol ha'pasuk zeh. That's why many people say it quietly. He says some people say the whole pasuk quietly. U'maschilim min Yom HaShishi b'kol rom. And when they get to Yom HaShishi, that's when they raise it up. So he says that some people talk to say the whole pasuk quietly, not to run into a problem of interrupting a pasuk. So according to our Chashuk, he's supposed to start off your Kiddush Friday night quietly. He's supposed to start off with the pasuk of that's the way the our Chashuk brings down the practice. Okay, I think most of us don't do that. Most of us start off with Yom HaShishi. But according to what we're seeing in the Chassam Sofer, it really shouldn't start off first with Yom HaShishi. It should first start off Vayer Vayivayke Yom HaShishi. That's maybe the other way to start the Kiddush. Now, there's an interesting discussion over here. I'm not going to spend too much time in it about the text of the Kiddush. If you look at the Magen Avraham at number 23, the Magen Avraham writes that the reason why we start off with Yom HaShishi is we want to get to 72 words in the Kiddush. That's we want to have 72 words in the Kiddush. So he writes, "Ulefize ein lanu loyma kivonu v'charto v'asana kiddush mikolamim." If we're going to get 72 words, we have to take some words out. So what are the words that we take out? Says the Magen Avraham, we take out the words kivonu v'charto v'asana kiddush mikolamim. I actually looked in a bencher last week. They actually have it in parentheses. Next time you look at a bencher for Kiddush Friday night, which we'll see tonight, maybe we should always say Kiddush Friday night from a bencher. We'll get to that. But nonetheless, the Magen Avraham took those words out. Then he writes, "V'yeshem aschilim v'yichul hashemayim." There are those who start from v'yichulu. V'choishin zochav v'shamer v'shnayim. Fine. U'b'tikunei Shabbos kasev shu ayin tevis. Some people say it's 70, not 72. U'lechein kasev shalo yloim agam ken kihu yoyim. So if you only have 70 letters to play with, you got to take out another two words. So they take out the words. They take out kihu yoyim. V'linir zog demag avram she'in l'shane shum minag. Don't change any minag. Kilchom minag yesh tam v'yisoyt. Every minute, whatever their text or verse of Kiddush is, has good reason. I'll just mention what the Rambam writes. Look at the Rambam's Girsa for Kiddush. Talk to Rambam number 24. V'zehu nusach ha-Kiddush yin. Baruch atah Hashem elikinu mechol ma'asher kiddushonu mitzvesov v'rotzov anu. V'shabas kotshe ba'avo v'rotzon hinchilonu. Zikaron l'maasei b'rishis. T'chilo l'mikroi kiddush. What did the Rambam skip? That's like we saw from the Vilna Gaon. He took out the words kihu yoyin. That's the Vilna Gaon, because the Rambam doesn't have it. The Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch is mitzayin to this Rambam. That the Rambam took those words out, that's why the Vilna Gaon took those words out. So the Vilna Gaon's Kiddush doesn't have the words Kihu Yoyim. Mikrei Kodesh Yom Tzayim, Kivon V'charte, V'osan Kiddush B'kolamim, V'Shabbos Kodshucha, B'hav V'rotz, V'chaton V'roch, Ato Hashem, B'kadesh Hashem. So that's the Rambam's Girsa of the Kiddush. Now, if you look at number 25, from the Orchas Rabbeinu, from the Minhagim of the Stipler, he writes, he says he thinks that the Stipler used to say the full version Kiddush like we have in the Siddur. He would say both of those. The way most of us say Kiddush, he wouldn't make any of the omissions. But the Chazinish Taka took those words out, like the Gra did. But he did say Uvonu v'charta. Okay, so there's different minhagim about what the text of the Kiddush is. Then he writes on the bottom that the Stipler used to say Kiddush on Shabbos day sitting, which shouldn't surprise me because he said Kiddush Friday night sitting, so I guess that is that very consistent. Now an interesting shaila, which really needs its own shir, and Michael, maybe you'll remember when we did do this shir many, many years ago, where we talked about the idea of reciting psukim of the Torah by heart. And it comes up in many different areas, la halacha, but one of the main shailos comes up with the Kiddush Friday night. One of the parts of the Kiddush Friday night is Vayichul. Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz
V'chol Tzvah. We also quoted it by doing Hagbah, when you say Bezos HaTorah, am I right?
It's very likely when we talked about that, yeah. But we had the shiur was titled, How to Daven Without a Sitter. I don't even think it's up on the website, because I think it was before we started recording the shurim. So we're going way, way back. It was, I think, one of the earliest shurim that we did in the Young Israel. So we're going back, how many years already, Michael? Quite some time. But it's a big...
That's, there was even before the Yom Yisrael. That was when we were still by.
Oh, really? So we're going back a long way to the shaila of whether or not you're allowed to say psukim of the Torah by heart. What's the issue? So again, I'm not going to get into the whole sugi now, but I'm just going to touch upon what's in the gate for us. There's Allah and Shulchan Aruch number 26. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sibim Memtes, Avagav the Kaimelon Dvarim Shibachsav Yet Rosh Hashanah Lomar Al Peh. There's Allah that psukim of the Torah are not allowed to be recited by heart. Dvarim Shibachsav Yet Rosh Hashanah Lomar Al Peh. You're not allowed to say, now there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what is included in this? Does this only mean psukim of the Torah, the five books? Does this also mean Novi Yuxuvim? Is Tehillim included? Obviously, if you hold Tehillim is included, we're going to have a big problem on how you're able to daven. Most of our davening, or a big bulk of our davening, is psukim, is Tehillim, and part of our chakras definitely has psukim HaTorah, such as Kriya Shema, Oz Yashir. So you're not allowed to say them by heart. So what did we do before they had art scroll? They must have had Siddur. So he writes over here, but kol davar shiragul v'shogur b'pi hakol, but anything which is familiar and common in everyone's mouth, kigoyim. Kriya Shema u'birchas kehandim u'parshas atomid u'ki yaitze behen, and similar to that, mutter is allowed. I always bring up this mechaber when I always get upset with the girls' schools when they make the girls memorize Birchas Yaakov, and the girls rattle off Birchas Yaakov and they rattle off this, that, and the other. Favos, why are you memorizing Pesukim of the Torah just to recite by heart? What's the heter? So, besides for the halachic question, I don't know how that makes them better mothers and wives, but that's a shmooze for a very different time. But in any case, the Shulchan Aruch says you're only allowed to say psukim. Now, Birchas Yaakov, I don't think is shogur b'pi u'b'pi hakol. I don't think everyone is familiar with Birchas Yaakov. I think Shema is. The million-dollar question is, how familiar are we with Vayichul HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvaam? Would that make it to the level of shogur b'pi u'b'pi hakol? Would that, those psukim make it to the point where everyone is so familiar, to the point where according to the Mechaber, it would be mutter to say? But that's only half the battle. Why? Because if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah just makes it very simple for us, but again, it's a big machlokes rishonim, there's a Taisus and Tamur about it, about when exactly is it usher to recite Pesukim of the Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch goes with the opinion that it's usher to recite Pesukim of the Torah if it's those types of Pesukim that people are not familiar with. What's the pshat? Because they're going to get it wrong. If you're going to go around quoting Pesukim of the Torah and you don't know them well enough, so you're going to hear what you hear, and you're going to get them wrong. Right, I always joke with my kids when they sing songs and they don't see the words inside. We know and we see how they botch the words, and it's mamish a whole different verse. So same thing here also. If you're going to say psukim and you don't hear what you're saying, so your mamish is going to change the meaning. You're going to change the whole thing. But if everyone knows what the words are, so everyone's going to get it right. But there's another opinion, and this is based on a Taisvus and Maseches Tmura, where Taisvus says that if it's only a problem if I'm being moitzi you with my recitation. If the psukim or the thing that I'm saying, I want to be moitzi you, then it's a problem if it's not done mitoich haksav. But if I don't want to be moitzi you, I'm just doing it for myself, then it's not a problem. Whatever the pshat and lomdus is, it needs explanation, but those are the words. Now, comes the Mishnah Berurah over here, and he writes like this. Kasav ha-magen Avram, ha-ma'ayim be-beis Yosef yirish yeshdeh shoynis b'tam het ha-mir's elot v'ram b'al-peh. There's many opinions to why you're allowed to say, let's say, kriya shema by heart. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's not so pashut, whatever the Shulchan Aruch said you're allowed to say by heart, that's the only thing you may say by heart, and nothing more. Now, if you notice, the Shulchan Aruch did not say vayichu can be said by heart. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only what that's Mishnah Berurah that the Shulchan Aruch quoted. Ubechuvas Chavos Yoyer, mat loyma kol sefet hilim ba'peh, kiven shuhu la'oyer rachim Hashem, havlek etfil. Because the opinion of the Gra is that it's only us if you're trying to be might see other people. Fine. Now, says Mr. Berurah, if you want to be might see someone else, there were machmir, and it's us even if it's shogar b'pi u'b'pi koil. Now, if this Mishnah Berurah is accepted l'halacha, and I come to the table Friday night, and I want to be mitzi my family vayichulu, so I would not be able to say vayichulu outside of the benching. You'll tell me my whole family knows vayichulu. First of all, I'm not so sure that's true. I'm not so sure if everyone, you test your wife, see if she knows vayichulu by heart, test your kids, who says they know vayichulu by heart. But the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter. Because even if it's shogur b'pi u'b'pi koil, that's only if you're not being mitzi someone something. But if you're going to be moitzi someone, and presumably I'm being moitzi my family, the din of vayichulu, then it needs to be done. If you look at the next page, in the last page, in the sefer, and Migdanois Magdanus Eliyahu. So he lays this out for us very clearly. He just brings down all the shitas for us. He writes like this. He says, "V'hine." Shulchan Aruch told us if it's some one of those psukim that is familiar in everyone's mouth, so then it's okay to say by heart. It's not enough that I know it. Everyone has to know it. You got to take a poll and find out how many people in Klai Yisrael know Vayichul Hashemai Baratz V'chol Tzvam by heart. So he tells if that's the geder, he does not think that everyone knows Vayichulu. He thinks the men know it. Okay, he thinks women and the Bachrim. I think most Yeshiva Bachrim probably know Vayichulu by heart, but he thinks the women don't know it. So therefore, it's not considered Shogah B'Pi HaKoyel. And if it's not Shogah B'Pi HaKoyel, it's not Mutter to say by heart. Then he says, V'hini Be'emes Das HaBach, Shom, the Bach holds Afim Ein Shogah B'Pi HaKoyel, even if it's not Shogah in everyone's mouth, Mutter L'Misha Shogah HaPiv L'Oma B'Peh. The Bach disagreed. The Bach held that if it's sugar in your mouth, that's good enough. But the Magen Avraham argues. So we have Machlokes Magen Avraham and Bach. And then he says, "Om l'madayin yesh l'ayin d'nid mikar miku shugav piyakol mikom akam harib b'derech klal moitzim gam achem b'kiddush." He says, "Let's say you can tell me that either we're going to argue that it's good enough to be shugav b'pi, and me the mikadosh making kiddush my whole life, I know vayichulu by heart. But you got another problem, the problem that the Mishnah Berurah just told us about. You're being moitzi the family." And according to the Mishnah Berurah, when you're being mighty the family, then it doesn't help to be shkur b'piv. So l'chayra, the argument that he's presenting is that on Friday night, if you're going to be making kiddush for anyone else at the table, l'chayra, you should have to recite the vayichulu from the sitter. And if you look in Shemir Shabbos Kol Chos, number 29, that's what he writes. He says, "B'sha shemas haloyma vayichulu yitinena b'neris, v'ra'u sheyoyma vayichulu mitoich ha-sidr." It is correct, it's preferred to say vayichulu from a sitter. So that's the chayr based on our sugya. That it sounds like that one is better when you be mitzi others. It's always better to see mitoich ksav. Now, Rebbe Avad Yosef and Yalkut Yosef, Rebbe Avad Yosef's son, he disagrees. He writes, "Motor lemikadosh loyma psukiy vayichulu balpeh." It's motor to say vayichulu by heart. Ve'ein la'asa mishum dvar mishum ksav yitur shalom balpeh. It's not a problem. Why? So if you look in Yalkut Yosef, he has like 7-8 pshatim. Why? But I found over here a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer. The great Rebbe Eliezer Waldenberg comes up with an interesting chap. Interesting chap. Why is it not a problem of Dvarim Shebichsav Yeter Shalom Ra'alpeh? We just said, you're being mighty the people of Vayichulu, it should present a problem. So he tells us like this, an interesting chap. He says, number 31, he says, "Aniyaz Dai Dinir Loimar, Nimuk Miyuchad Bekesh Shalamir Vayichulu, She'ein Alze Isser Shal Yeter Shalom Ra'alpeh." He thinks, Faket, there is no problem. And he thinks it's even more correct, but Dafkin not to look inside. And when you're a kid in school, your Rebbe always says, "Look inside, look inside, look inside." No, no. So I think it's better not to look inside. Why? He says, because the Hoyal Varmi is Rusha Vayichul Niskana Kedela Hayyidai Dikach Shabar Yisbarach Shemo Shabar Beshish Yom Meshach Shemayim Vesar Zuchal Shabam. He says, what is Vayichul? Vayichul was Eidus. He says, Eidus? When it comes to Eidus, just like Eidus needs to be done standing, Eidus needs to be done not Mitoich Haksav. A witness is not supposed to read something off a piece of paper. He's supposed to say it to us. V'loy mitoich ha-ksav. Therefore, Zok the Tzitz Eliezer, when they were misakin Amir's Vayichulu, part of that the kind wasn't just to say Vayichulu. It's to say Vayichulu without a sitter. Because you're testifying. Who goes to court and reads a book? You say what you saw without mitoich ha-ksav. He says, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol ha-oimer Vayichulu. It doesn't say Kol ha-koirei, someone who reads Vayichulu. You're not supposed to read Vayichulu. You're supposed to say it. Therefore, Zok the Tzitz Eliezer, it was nisakin bedavka to be said outside the sitter, and that's why he justifies the minigin klal Yisrael that many people do not look inside when they say vayichulu. Okay, that's, I guess, what one can be samech on. Another heter that I found in a sefer called Vayakel Moshe, where he says that he said the svar over to Abliyashiv, or he saw Abliyashiv said it, was that maybe when we talk about being moitzi at tzibur, it's not just being moitzi one or two people. So when you're being moitzi a large tzibur, a tzibur of 10 people. When I'm being moitzi a tzibur of 10 people, that's when I can't say it by heart. But if I'm not being moitzi, I'm just being moitzi my wife and my kids, that's not considered a tzibur. And if it's not considered a tzibur, then it's not considered being moitzi the rabbi midei chavasan. If you're not being moitzi the rabbi midei chavasan, then you can say it by heart as well. So that's the second heter that people use to why they do not say vayichulu mitoich ha-sidr. But again, maybe it is better to say vayichulu mitoich ha-sidr. Just to end off with one last interesting halacha about Kiddush. This is true for Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos day. For those that are the Mekad Shim, for those people who make Kiddush, you should be aware of this. Halacha, the halacha is like this. It says in Shulchan Aruch number 33, Tzorech lishtos mikoshel Kiddush k'moli lugmav. The one who makes Kiddush needs to drink from the Becher a moli lugmav. How much is a moli lugmav? Dehainu kol sheisalku letzad echad bepiv, the yire moli lugmav. You move the liquid to one side of your cheek and it looks full. How much is that? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he actually says, test it out. Go home, fill up a cheek full of liquid, spit it out, and tell us how much it is, because it depends on, some people have really big mouths, right? Literally and figuratively. So a person has a big mouth, so he can take in much more space. But the Ramah, the Mechaber concludes, that's Rav of Revius. It's not going to be more than Rav of Revius. How much is Rav of Revius? Well, it depends how much you hold the Revius is. If you hold the Revius is anywhere between, you know, 2 point something to 5 point something, so a Rav of that would be Moli Lukmav. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the Mekadish does not drink Moli Lugmav, Loy Yotza. Not Yotza Kiddush. Now again, very often people make Kiddush and they just don't know this. They take a little sip, they put it down, and either they're by themselves or they don't pass it around to the rest of the people at the table, and it's absolutely wrong. You're not Yotza Kiddush. You've got to make sure they drink a Moli Lugmav. Now, if you'll consume like 2 to 3 ounces, you're for sure will be past Moli Lugmav, L'chol HaShitas, L'chol HaDeis. You might not even need that much. Now, Mishnah Berurah also adds something important. At the end of number 34, he writes, V'da oid shashir shal Moli Lugmav tzorech lishtos b'li hefsek habein tayim. When you drink your Moli Lugmav, don't sip it like you're at a wine tasting. You should try to drink it without too much delay. Dehainu, shlayishim etchilas shtiyah shmushayin atzoyf shtiyah achreinu yoyis mechtei shtiyahs revius. It should not take you more than the time that it takes to take 2 sips, which is anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute. I mean, that Moli Lugmav should go down pretty fast. If it took you more than Kedei Achilas Pras to get that Moli Lugmav down, you're also not Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is a big problem when you make Kiddush Shachris morning on Schnapps. A person makes Kiddush on Schnapps, so he takes a little bit, then he sits. And then 10 minutes later, he takes another sip. You're not Yotze Kiddush. Make sure to consume a Moli Lugmav as soon as possible. This way you know you're Yotze Kiddush. Now, what happens if I don't want to drink the Kiddush wine? I want to pass it around the table. So Shulchan Aruch has a bunch of sheets about this. It's a big discussion in the Halacha and the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch passes on 35. Let's say I, the Mekadosh, doesn't make this. I had a Shaila once, someone called me up, he's on a diet, he doesn't want to make Kiddush, he doesn't want to drink the Kiddush wine. So what happens if the rest of the people at the table drink from the wine? So Shulchan Aruch says Yotza. That's fine. But you can't have 2 people make the Moli Lugmav. Meaning, if the Mekadosh doesn't want to drink it, so he gives it to his wife, she drinks the Moli Lugmav. Now, you can't have wife drinks half the Moli Lugmav and I drink half the Moli Lugmav. No. One person must consume a full Moli Lugmav. Everyone should try to get a taste of it, because from Kershal Bracha there's an inyan to take a drink. But there's another opinion in Shulchan Aruch that holds no. As long as a Moli Lugmav was consumed from everyone on the table, meaning each little kid took a little bit of a sip, and therefore by the time we're done, a Moli Lugmav was consumed, that is also okay. And the Goinim are even more extreme. They hold if the Mekadosh does not drink from it, you're not Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ro u'lochus l'divrayim, and Yutako should be choishish for them. Which means, it's really not right that the Mekadosh makes Kiddush and passes the cup off to his wife. I heard people that are on diets that they do this, it's l'chayri not right. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should be choishish for the Goinim, let someone else make the Kiddush. But if you're going to make the Kiddush and give someone else to drink, it's really not right. Again, Mishnah Berurah paskins that you're Yotze b'dieved, but it's not l'chatchila. And then the Mishnah Berurah also adds that if the rest of the family is going to drink, they should also not delay the consumption of the Moli Lugmav more than Kedei Achilas Pras. So again, the best thing is for the guy to make Kiddush drink his Moli Lugmav right away, then he passes out to the rest of the family. This way, you are Yotze Kiddush right away. In Mitzvah Shem, everybody, next week we will be having a very special shir in honor of my daughter's upcoming Bas Mitzvah next month. We'll be discussing the ever controversial topic of Bas Mitzvahs LaHalacha. What is the halachic outlook on Bas Mitzvahs? Mitzvah Shem, next week, that will be the topic. We'll have a special guest sitting next to me over here. My daughter will be listening intentively, I'm sure, to what we have to say about the shir. Then my wife can give an entire shir about how to make a Bas Mitzvah while Corona is still active. But that will be Billy Nether next week. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Wait, Rabbi, you don't want me to say that we did that one in 2012, do you?
I was hoping you had the Maran Mekayim, because